Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Nun Tes. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur on Daf Nun Tes at the Mishnah that you will find in the middle of the page, approximately 12 lines from the top. Before we begin the Mishnah itself, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading, the Nosei, under which we've written, Le'arev Ir. The idea of having a city joined together in order to enable carrying throughout the city. We will be speaking about different types of cities. One, Shel Rabim, Vehi Shel Rabim. This is a city that's considered a public city that is currently such. It was a public city and is always a public city. In contrast, number two, Shel Yochid Vinashis Shel Rabim, a city that's called Shel Yochid, literally a private city, that Rashi explains is a city that didn't have 600,000 inhabitants walking throughout it, but then people came, additional population grew, and Vinasi Shel Rabim, it became a public city, and three is Shel Rabim Vinasi Shel Yochid, where it was public, but it diminished in size, now classified as Shel Yochid. In order to appreciate these points, we'll learn the Mishnah and the Rashi, who adds the logic behind some of the things we will see. So, the Mishnah. Ir Shel Yochid Venasis Shel Rabim. This is a city, as we said, that did not have Shishim Ribo, which is 600,000 people in it. And as such, it's not considered a place of a public nature. Rashi says, "Velo chashiva rishus rabim," and the reason for that is that it doesn't resemble the setup of the camp of the Jews when they left Mitzrayim. That was a camp that had a population of more than 600,000 people. So a city that started off like that, Vinasis Shel Rabim, as Rashi says, Shinizvasfu bo diurin, more inhabitants, more people came to live there. In a situation like that, Me'arvin es kula, the entire city can be joined together, as it was able to have been done initially when it was Shel Yochid, even though now it's of a public nature. And Rashi adds, the alleyways, the mevuos, the movuis of that city don't need any special tikkun, special preparation made for them, being that we view the entire city as one large courtyard. Rashi adds, this is such provided there isn't a major thoroughfare running through it with a width of 16 amos. Hence, the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin es kula. You can join the whole city together. Another category, Vishel Rabim Venasis Shel Yochid, a city that started off having the status of an Ir Shel Rabim, the population diminished. Ein Ma'arvin es kula, Elim Kain Osa Chutzala, Ki Ir Chadosh Shem Yehuda, Shiesh Bo Chamishim Dirin, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. You cannot join the entire city together unless you join the city together, leaving aside a separate section of the city that's not part of the Eruv that you are making. And that's what the Mishnah refers to when you leave Chutzala, means you leave out of the joining together an area of 50 dwellings, Chamishim Diurin, 50 people are left outside of this joining, this Eruv. And the number 50 is referred to in the Mishnah by a reference to a city that was known, that was called Ir Chadosha, or the name of the city was Chadosha, which was in the Yehuda province of Israel. That was the name of a city that had 50 dwellings in it. So, in a case where you have a city that's classified as a shel rabim, even though right now it's diminished population-wise, you can't join the entire city together to form a single unit through unless you leave out of the joining, you leave aside 50 dwellings. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he is more lenient. He says, Shosh Chatzeres Shel Shnei Botim, that you leave out of the Eruv, the joining in this case, three courtyards, each having two houses in them. Let us now look at the Rashi, who adds another dimension of understanding. Rashi, v'shel rabim, v'shinasi shel yochid. Rabusa ashminan, rabusa means an added chidush, an added point of novelty is revealed. The afagav, dinasis shel yochid, even though right now it's an ir shel yochid, it's a city with less than 600,000 people in it. Ein ma'arvin eskula, you cannot have the entire city joined together. Hoyo utchiloso shel rabim, since it started off as an ir shel rabim, the Dilma Hodra Umis Abdu Shel Rabim, what we're afraid of, that it might regain its original Rabim status, the Osula Ruva Kula, and you will come to join the entire city together with its restored original status of Shel Rabim, the Osir La Arev Ir Shel Rabim below Shior. We say that it's forbidden to join, to have an entire city that's of a rabim nature, rabim status, to be joined together without something left aside. The afagav the ein bo rishus rabim gemura, even if it doesn't have an actual thoroughfare measuring 16 amos across. And why do we say that it's osur la'arev ir shel rabim without a shiur? Shelo tishtakach toras rishus rabim, so that the concept of a public thoroughfare is not forgotten. Vahu shiur havi hakira, the fact that we leave aside a section of the city that doesn't join together in this eruv creates recognition. The taimo mishum eruvu, that the leaving out of this section is because of an Eruv consideration. Now, we turn to the Gemara. Hechi domi ir shel yochid v'nasis shel rabim. What is an example of a city that was once of a yochid status and then became a rabim status, which we say you can ma'arev es kula, that even though right now it's an ir shel rabim, but since its origin was one of an ir shel yochid, you're entitled to ma'arev es kula. So we want to know what is an example of such a place. We have two approaches. Number one, Omar Rav Yehuda Kagon de Iskarto de Reish Galusa, like the location, the city of the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa was the head of the Jewish community in the exile. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Yehuda, my time, what's significant about the Iskarta, the Reish Galusa? I leimo mishum deshchichi gabi harmino midkiri adodi. If it's because the public comes to the Reish Galusa to seek permission to judge cases and to rule on matters of firstborn animals and to receive the official permission to judge cases. Harmano has to do with official rights, and one got license to rule on official matters. by receiving this license from the Reish Galusa. So if it's because there are many people that come to the Reish Galusa for licensing of various positions, and as a result of that, Midkari Adodi, what does that mean? One will remind the other. Rashi says, Midkari Adodi, the lo osu lemishri shalrabim varehi shalrabim. People will remind one another that in this case, we can join the whole city together, and we won't come to make a mistake in an ir shel rabim that is currently shel rabim. So people are always reminding one another of these laws. Well, kulu Yisrael nami b'tzafru deshabato shrichi gabi adodi. Every Shabbos morning, in all kinds of places, people get together to hear the public drosha of the local rov, the local rabbi. So the example of what is an ir shel yochid shenaseh shel rabim, and relating it to the place of the Reish Galusa simply because there are people there to remind one another of these laws, so then there's no need to cite that specific example. That idea of people reminding one another is true in many places. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Kigon Diskarto Dinatzui. Rashi says, Elo Omar Rav Nachman Kol Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasis Shel Rabim Sharia. Any place that started off as a small community and became large is allowed. And it's not limited to the location of the Reish Galusa. And by citing this place, it's the city of Natzoi. Natzoi was the name of a man, which is simply an example of any city that was once a Yochid and became Shel Rabim. And as far as the concern of people mistaking this for a city that was always Shel Rabim, one does not have to fear, because people will remind one another of these halachas. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source that continues with this topic of Ir Shel Yochid and Nasi Shel Rabim. And you can see we've underlined the beginning of the source, which speaks about that case. At the bottom line of this Omid, you'll have another case of Shel Rabim, Varehi Shel Rabim. The source continues to the top of Omid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasis Shel Rabim, U'Rishus HaRabim Oiveres B'Soicha, Ketzad Ma'arvin Oisa. A city that was once a private or a non-public of non-public status, and became Shel Rabim. And we explained before, using Rashi's explanation, the difference between being less than 600,000 to now a city of 600,000 or more. And Rishus HaRabim Overes Besocha. Now here we have a new factor. There's a public thoroughfare running through it, measuring 16 amos across. Now, up till now, we spoke about an Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasis Shel Rabim as a place that you can join together through an Eruv, enabling people to carry throughout the entire city. In this case, we have this new factor, the public thoroughfare running through it. So, Ketzad Ma'arvin Osa, how does one join this kind of city together? Answer, Oisa Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, at the two ends of the public thoroughfare of the Rishus HaRabim, one would set up an upright pole, the Lechi, at each end, Oikura Mikan, Vikura Mikan, or a cross beam at the two entranceways, the two ends of this Rishus HaRabim. V'Noisei V'Emtza. And one can carry then in the middle. The Rashi adds some more information. Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. L'roshei rishus harabim, at the two ends of this public thoroughfare, u'bayoros shein lahem choy maskinon, sh'roshei rishus harabim mefuloshim. We're talking about cities that are not bound by a wall. And therefore, the public thoroughfare, it cuts right through the town and is open at both ends. Rashi goes on with information that is of value for later on. Rashi continues and he says, "Ubishel rabim vare shel rabim lo shoru rabbonon loha takanto." When you're dealing with the city that had a rabim status and is currently of that status, the rabbonon don't allow this. The chol mevuoseho mefuloshen havu kirushus harabim. All of its alleyways are open and are like public thoroughfares. And as such, each one needs a special takona, a special care, so as not to confuse them with real public thoroughfares. But a city that started off as an ir shel yachid, so it's clear that it's different. We continue in the Gemara. V'ein ma'arvin oisa l'chatzoyin. Rashi says, V'ein ma'arvin oisa l'chatzoyin, the kevon de me'ikora chadohi, since originally it was one. Now, ein ma'arvin oisa l'chatzoyin would mean that you don't make two separate eruvs. You know, one half is joined with itself and the other half joined with itself. And Rashi explains that since at the beginning came the meikora chadohi, asri hani ahani, since originally it was one unit, don't forget it's a city that was originally Yerushal Yachid. So since it started off as one unit, if you join it in halves, one half with themselves and the other half with themselves, so one half will impose a restriction or prohibition on the other half. V'havio kemovui she'shochach echod min ha'chatzeros v'lo nishtat v'boi de'osra akulhu. It would be like a case of an alleyway where one of the courtyards didn't join together in the sheet of movui, and where you have one party not joining together, he imposes a restriction on all the rest. So, too, in that spirit, we don't want to have the Rishus HaRabim, in this case of the Ir Shel Yochid, Venasa Sharabim, half joining with themselves, and the other half joining with themselves, because then one half will impose a restriction on the other half. The source continues. Maybe before we continue with that, just to review the last point, we said ein ma'arvin osel chatzon ela oy kula o mavui mavui bifnei atzmo. All that you can do is everyone joins together, or each alleyway separately. The issue of each alleyway separately is not clear, and the Gemara will deal with this later on. We continue at the bottom line. Hoysa shel rabim v'shel varehi shel rabim. A city that was originally of a large nature and is so now. The ein lo elo pesach echod, and it has only one opening. In other words, you don't have a through road, an avenue that runs through and through. Rashi says the lav mifuleshesi, the lo domi vigei midbar. It's not a through street because it's closed at one end. In such a case, ma'arvin es kula, the entire city can join together. Now, it would seem that the point here is that even though ir sharabim veharei sharabim, we said cannot join together unless there is a shiur, unless you leave a part unjoined. That's not the case here, where the city has only, it doesn't have any through public road. The Gemara now asks, Man Tano de Ma'arva Rishus HaRabim, which Tanaic opinion holds that a public thoroughfare is subject to the leniency of an Eruv, that an Eruv works to enable carrying in a public thoroughfare? Omar Rav Huna, braid Rav Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, this is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya, we have a Tanaic source. This source we've seen quoted numerous times in the Masichta so far. Yeser al kein Omar Rabbi Yehuda, mi sheyesh lo shnei botem b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have someone that has two houses on opposite sides of a public thoroughfare, oisalechi mikan velechi mikan, he can put two upright poles at two edges of one of the houses, oikira mikan vekira mikan, or cross beams from one house to the other house across the road, two cross beams at both edges of the houses, v'nosein be'emtza, and in that area that's contained between the lechis or the koros, you can carry, what in effect has been done is that a section of the Rishus Rabbim has been repaired, so to speak, for the purpose of carrying. Amru lo, ein marvin Rishus Rabbim bekach. The Rabbonin who argue with Rabbi Yehuda say, no, a Rishus Rabbim does not lend itself to being made permitted for carrying on Shabbos. So, in this source, you can see that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that opinion that we have been working with till now, enabling a Rishus HaRabim to be made permitted for carrying. Omar Mar, V'ein Ma'arvin Osa L'chatzoyin. So this is a quote from the source that we saw on the bottom of Omid Aleph, that mentioned that a public thoroughfare, if you have a Rishus HaRabim running through the city, you are not to make a separate Eruv for two halves of the Rishus HaRabim. As we go on in the Gemara, we have to note a topic heading and a structural element of the Gemara. On the side, we have under our nosei, Shel Yochid Vinasa Sharabim Ein Ma'arvin Oisa L'Chatzoyin, a city that started off as a private or as a non-Rabim and became a Rabim type city. So you're not to make two separate Eruvs. Under our Mivneh heading, we have Roman numerals 1 and 2, and a double underline. These represent Shnei Lishonos Barav Papa. Rav Papa's name, as you can see in the Gemara, has the double underline. And there are two versions, Im Yesh Chiluk Bein Eruv Rishus HaRabim L'Chatzoyin L'Orka Oy L'Rochba. When we speak about not making two half Eruvs, in other words, to not splitting the Rishus HaRabim into two halves, so there is an issue that comes up here. We speak about the halves. Does that mean splitting the Rishus HaRabim down its length or in its width? So after having learned the restriction of Ein Ma'arvin Oiso L'Chatzoyin, we continue with the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa, Lo Omru Elo L'Orka. This restriction is only when you're speaking about a split in its length. Aval L'Rochba Ma'arvin. But as far as in its width, that is allowed. Now, in order to appreciate the idea of length and width, we open the Pirush Chai, and we find illustration 102. And you'll notice this illustration 102 appears on page 125. So, in the middle of the page, illustration 102, which the caption of which reads, "Amar Papa Lo Amru Elo Laorka." The restriction is splitting the city in half down its length. However, 103, "Avo Larochba Ma'arvin." If you split the city in the width of the Rishus HaRabim, that is okay. So now the Gemara continues. Kiman, this suggestion of Rav Papa, or this teaching of Rav Papa, is likum deloy k'Rabbi Akiva. This would not be in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. The e k'Rabbi Akiva, had this been in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, ha'omar, but did he not say, regel hamuteres b'mekoyma, oiseres afilu shelo b'mekoyma, that a group of people who are allowed to walk and carry in their location can impose restrictions. If they are not joined together, they can impose restrictions on an area, on a separate area. There's a Rashi that we will look at together. Regel hamuteres b'mekoma, oser shelo b'mekoma. And now a practical illustration. Kigon shnei chatzeros, zu lifnim mizu. Imagine two courtyards. One is an inner courtyard, and the other is an outer courtyard. Vachitzon epsuchu rishus harabim. And the outer courtyard is open to a public thoroughfare. Vapnimis ein lo pesel rishus harabim. The inner courtyard doesn't have an opening to the public thoroughfare. Heliyotzis derech chitzona. Ordinarily, it would cut through. It has easement rights through the outer courtyard. V'lo mibaya hecha de'irvu de'irin shebechitzona levadon u'bnei pnimis lo irvu b'nei levadon li'yois mutarim b'tashish chotzer la'atzmo. I don't have to tell you about this case where the members of the outer courtyard joined together by themselves and the members of the inner courtyard did not make an eruv amongst themselves to make them to enable them to use their own chotzer to carry from their chotzer to their houses. That is obviously a situation of that will be problematic for the outer courtyard. Davi regel ho asura b'mekoma. That's an example of people. Regel literally means the feet, means the people, and they're walking and they're carrying are forbidden in their own place in their inner courtyard. The osra drisas haregel didhu achitzona afilu l'rabbonon. Their easement rights will certainly impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. These are people that are, let's say, suffering from restrictions within their own domain, so they certainly will impose a restriction by the fact that they have easement rights through the outer courtyard, creating a restriction for them. Even according to the Rabbonon that disagree with Rabbi Akiva. The Kevan de Bechotzer Gufayu Asri, since in their own Chotzer they have restrictions, Leko Lemichpinu Lemecha Doshedidhu, Vim Chalu Al Jesus Regel, Shiesh Lohen Al Achitzona. We can't impose upon them to lock the door between them and the outer courtyard and expect them to forego their drisas haregel, their easement rights through the outer chotzer. That is all what we call lo mibaya. That's why we squiggle underline that expression quite a few lines up in the Rashi, that all of this is obvious. Elo afilu irvu zuli atzma vezuli atzma. Even in a case where the inner courtyard members joined together by themselves and the outer courtyard members joined together with themselves, davia pnimis muteris bimukomo. In such a case, the members of the inner courtyard are allowed to carry from their courtyard into their houses. Holy Rabbi Akiva, Vyomer, Drisus Horegel Dido, Asro, Achitzona. The fact that they have easement rights through the outer chotzer imposes a restriction on the outer chotzer. Upnimis Muteres, Vachitzona Asura. The Ochinami Nitzru Adodi. So now, going back to the Gemara, we saw that, according to Rav Papa, L'rochba would be allowed. This would appear to be unlike the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said that even a regel hamuteres b'mekomo has the power of asring, of imposing restriction shelo b'mekomo. According to Rabbi Akiva, then it would appear that if you had been ma'arev the Rishus HaRabim, as we saw in illustration 103, then one end would impose restriction on the other end. The Gemara says, no, afilu temo Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah, or as of course as his source, we should say, as Rav Papa presents things, is could be in conformity to Rabbi Akiva as well. Ad kan lo koma Rabbi Akiva hasam, there Rabbi Akiva spoke about one imposing iser, prohibition or restriction on the other. Elo b'shtei chatzero zu lifnim mizu. Diagram 104 illustrates this case. Depenimis les le pischo achrina. The inner courtyard has no other exit point, so it inevitably is going to be walking through the outer courtyard. Hence, the inner courtyard is inextricably related to the outer courtyard. Avol hocha, but in the case of the Rishus HaRabim being split across the middle of it, as is illustrated in 103, hani nafki b'hai pischa, v'hani nafki b'hai pischa. Each one has their own exit points, as you can see in the illustration. There's a gimel at the top and a beis at the bottom, where each half of the Rishus HaRabim will exit at their respective exit points. So they're really not related to one another. Hence, even Rabbi Akiva can accept this leniency. The leniency, of course, of Rav Papa's point that L'rachbo ma'arvin. Iko di Amri. Now a second version. Omar Rav Papa. Lo tema li'orkahu de lo ma'arvin avo l'rachbo ma'arvin. Don't say that in its orech, in its length, they cannot make the Eruv. But in its width, they would be allowed. Elafilu l'rachbo nami lo ma'arvin. Even as is illustrated in 103, we will not allow that. Keman, k'Rabbi Akiva. Should we say that this is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva? Namely, in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, but not according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan would allow l'rachba? The Gemara responds with an answer. This answer takes a few lines, hence we have a long answer marking. Afilu temo Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan could appreciate this restriction. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbanan hasam, elo b'shtei chatzer zu lifnim mizu. The Rabbanan spoke about each chotzer making their own eruv. That was true in the case of the two courtyards, one being an inner, one being an outer one. And why? Why do the Rabbanan allow that case and say that the inner courtyard does not impose an iser, a restriction on the outer courtyard? Depenimis achto ledosha umishtamsha, because the inner courtyard, being that we're dealing with courtyards, can achto ledosha means it can lock the door between the two courtyards and use its own inner area. Avol hocha mi motzu misalki rishus rabim hocha, but in this case, in 103, Can you speak about one part of the Rishus HaRabban being removed or isolated from the other part? No. And as a result, you don't have this isolation factor, and therefore one domain will influence and impose restriction on the other domain, the other half of the Rishus HaRabban. The Rashi says, across from here, Rashi, the Pnimis, Achdo Dosho Mishdamsho, where the inner courtyard has the option of locking the door and using its own domain in a separate fashion. The Keva de Muteris Bimkomo, since they have permission in their own area, namely, they made an Eruv amongst themselves, joining the houses with that inner courtyard. Kagonzu Koifen Omidas Stoim, in this case, we impose our rule of law over them, because this would be an example of what's called the ways of stone. Shaloyehe lo hayom drisus regel al hachitzona, so as to restrict the easement rights that it has via the outer courtyard, so as not to impose restriction on them. Elo tizgor delas shebeneim v'tishtamish shemekoma. Rather, they close the door between them and isolate themselves and use their own inner area without imposing any restrictions on the outer one. Aval Hocha, Rashi goes on, Hare Rishus HaRabim Shel Elu V'Shel Elu Echad Hu. When you talk about the public thoroughfare, it belongs to each member of the city no less than it belongs to any other member of the city. There is no point of division in the middle of the length of the public thoroughfare. Below remes shel mechitza, there's no hint of a wall. Lomar teichu doshes shamishes kula bimkoma, that would enable us to then suggest close the door at that point and you use your half and we'll use our half. Veichi moses lesalek hani mehani. How can you possibly remove one half of the public thoroughfare from the other half? Can't be done. And therefore, even the Rabbanan, who were relatively lenient, will still accept this restriction, as is suggested by Rav Papa in the second version, in Lashon number 2. Let us continue in the Gemara. Omar Mor, again a quote from the source that had started at the bottom of Omid Aleph. Oy kula, oy mavui, mavui b'fnei atzmo. This was a case of the ear shell yochid v'nasis shel rabim, where we said that you're not to make the make an eruv in the splitting the rishus rabim into halves, but rather you join either the whole city together or alleyway by alleyway, each one separately. The Gemara. Maishno de lechatsoin de lo. What is different about the case of splitting the Rishus HaRabim into two halves that we say you cannot do that? The Asri Adodi. If you were to do that, then one half would impose a restriction on the other half. Well, movui movui nami, asri adodi, if, as was suggested, each alleyway makes their own internal eruv, each alley separately, so aren't we back to where we started, where each alleyway will impose a restriction on the other one? Rashin, movui nami, asri adodi, the cave under me, kora shel yochid hafe, since the history of this city is it was a shel yochid entity, they had, at that time when it was Shel Yochid, it was quite obviously one unit and joined together, and they got used to using it like that. Asri Adodi, Gafilu Iko Lechio Korola Movui Lo Mahani. Now that it's become Shel Rabim, if you isolate each Movui separately, so they will impose a restriction on the other Movui. So the Gemara explains. Hocha b'mayaskinon. What we are going to do is to look at illustration 106 in the Pirush Chai, noting the Aleph. We're looking at the illustration on page 126, in the middle of that page, illustration 106. You'll notice that the suggestion here of Movui Movui Bifnei Atzmo is given that you make a little type of gateway, little what's called a daka, which is a small opening at the entrance to each alleyway. Let's take a look at the Rashi. The Ovid daka, Pesach Nomuch, a very low opening, Barosh Kol Movui, the Gola Retayu Listaluki Kochad Mechavrei. By making this type of small entranceway at the head of each Movui, each one is revealing that they are removing one, they're removing themselves one from the other. So that the idea of one imposing restriction on the other falls away. The Gemara. We continue now in the Gemara. The Chihadi Amar Rav Idi Bar Ovin Amar Rav Chista, and in accordance with Rav Idi's teaching, Echad Mibnei Movui Shasa Daka Lepischo. We look at illustration 108. You'll notice there is an alleyway, and there are courtyards that open to the alleyway, and one of the courtyards where the little Aleph is located made a Daka, made this little entranceway to that courtyard, to that Chotzer. So he will not impose. Let us say that the other members of this alleyway, join together, making a shituth muvois, which we've learned about in the past, where food collection is taken from each one of the chatzeros, thereby joining themselves together. And one courtyard didn't contribute. That ordinarily would be a problem, and he would restrict the other. He would restrict the Movui completely from carrying in that Movui between the Movui and the other Chatzeros if you have one that did not contribute. However, if this non-contributor made a Daka, so it reveals to us that he has removed himself, so to speak, and that's what this teaching of Rav Idi is saying to us, that if one of the B'nai Movui did not contribute, but yet he had made a daka, he doesn't eino osir al b'nei movui. He doesn't impose restriction on the other members of the movui, as Rashi said, because he revealed to us that he is not interested in being part of them. We continue again with a quote from the source. We have a little arrow here that draws your attention to Omid Aleph. Hoysa shel rabim vare hi shel rabim. We said in such a case that you cannot; it cannot be joined. Such a city, if it has a street that has only one entrance to it, then you can ma'ariv the entire city together. Rabbi Zera Orva Lamasa Debei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Zera joined together the city of Rabbi Chia and did not leave any part outside the Eruv. He didn't leave a Shiur. Amalei Abai, my time over Morhochi, why did you join everyone together? Amalei, so Rabbi Zera says, Sabi Dida Amri Li, the elders of that city told me, Rav Chia Bar Asi Ma'ariv Kula, that Rav Chia Bar Asi made an Eruv joining everyone together. Vamino, and I figured, Shmamino Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasil Shel Rabim Hi, that this was a city that was originally Shel Yochid and only later became Shel Rabim, and therefore there's no need for a Shiur, a section left out. Amarlei, Abaye responds and says, Lididi Omruli Hano Savi. I was told by the elders of that community, Hahi Ashpo Havelo Mechad Yisa. Really, this Masa de Be'er Rebchia was a city that was Shel Rabim, and it still is Shel Rabim. And as far as this report that everything was joined together, that's because there was a pile of garbage, a garbage dump, an ashpa, that sealed off, as you can see in 109, in illustration 109, the bird's eye view, that garbage heap, that ashpa, sealed off one entranceway. And we learned at the top line that if you have a place that's Shel Rabim, and it has only one entranceway, you can, in fact, ma'arev the whole thing. However, Abaye points out, v'hashta d'ifpanya lo ashpa. Now, however, the garbage heap has been removed. Hava lo kishnei psochem v'osir. It's considered like, and it is in fact, a city that's Shel Rabim, that has a public thoroughfare with two entranceways, and that is something that cannot be completely joined together. Amalei, Rabbi Zera, upon hearing this, says, Lava datoy, I was not aware of that. We continue with a new discussion, and on the side under our nosei, our topic heading, we have written the following. Sulam, a ladder. Hayim hu mevatel mechitza. Does it cancel the status of a mechitza? In other words, a mechitza is a wall, it's a separation. Let us say a ladder is leaned up against this wall, enabling one to climb up the ladder and climb down the other side of the wall with a parallel ladder. So the presence of the ladder, Toras Pesach or Toras Mechitzolov? We want to analyze, does the fact that there is a ladder present remove the Mechitza status, creating a new status, a new legal concept of a Pesach, an opening? So the question in your mind's eye is, how do we look at accessibility? Does accessibility create a legal opening or not? The Gemara. Bo amine Rav Ami bar Ado harpino me Rabba. So Rav Ami asked of Rabba. Illustration 110 we should look at. Up till now we've been speaking about a road that is sealed at one side, and we saw leniencies regarding such a case. Let's say at the closed end of this road there is a ladder. Sulam mikan upesach mikan mahu. What is the din where you have a ladder at the closed end of that road? Does that cancel the fact that there is a wall there, creating then a Pesach, and a Pesach would be considered open at both ends with the concomitant restrictions? Omarlei, so Rabba answers, Hochi Omar Rav, Sulam Teras Pesach Olov. A ladder has the legal status of an opening, and if that being the case, there is no mechitza, so it would be open at both ends. Before we go further in the Gemara, we want to draw your attention to the Mivneh. And here, the use of the markings is to create a sense of parallel between this sugya, this discussion, and the following discussion that you'll see at the upper part of Samach Omud Aleph. And under our Mivneh note, we explain the bow ties, Shnei Sugyos Nifrodos. They're two separate topics or sugyas, two separate discussions, aval osiyas soid lishneim, but there is the same principle that will apply to both of these sugyas. V'hainu the sulam eino mevatel mechitza. The point that will be raised in both of these discussions is that a ladder does not cancel the mechitza status, the wall or blocking status. diamonds will appear in both discussions. Hagmor she'elis oisa she'elo al shnei halochis amasumonos le'el botai. The Gemara will ask, in effect, the same question, and those questions are highlighted with the diamonds. The same question in this discussion, and on the same question we raised in this sugya and the next sugya. And a double underline eventually will appear. V'noisenes oisa tshuva l'shneem umsumonos be double underline. Meaning, after the same question is raised in both of these sugyas, the same answer will appear in both of these sugyas. So if you get down the first sugya with its logic and the discussion, basically it will repeat itself in the next sugya. We continue in the Gemara where you see the bow tie at the beginning of the line. Omar Luhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, regarding what you just heard in the name of Rabo, lo tatsisu le, don't listen to him. Hochi Omar Rav Ado Bar Ava Omar Rav. Notice we have Rav underlined again with a bays in this case. We saw Rabo's version of Rav, and now we're going to see Rav Nachman's version of Rav. Rather, as Rav Nachman quotes Rav Ado Barava, what does Rav say? Sulam teras Pesach olav viteras mechitza olav. The sulam, the latter, has a dual identity, and we'll apply it now. Teras mechitza olav kira moron. The presence of a ladder does not undo the mechitza status, and if a wall is there, and creates a block or a ceiling of a thoroughfare, it remains sealed, even though there are ladders there, even though there's accessibility over the wall. So that's Torah's mechitza, and that is the point that Rav Nachman is raising against Rabbah. And what else? Taras Pesach Olav, illustration 111. That case is the Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. When you have two separate courtyards with a wall between them. If there is just a wall, so then each Chatzer makes their own Eruv Chatzeros, one Chatzer not affecting the other. Each one is a separate entity. If you had a Chatzer, two Chatzeros, that opened one into the other, then it would be necessary for them to make a joint Eruv Chatzeros, where one Chatzer would join with the next one. In this case, where you have a wall, but there are ladders enabling access from one chatzer to the other, so the halacha says that there's a Toras Pesach Olav, which means Ratsu Echod Ma'ariv, Ratsu Shnayim Ma'arvin. They have an option of making one Eruv or two separate Eruvin. If they join together, so then that will enable them to carry items from one chatzer to the next. Let's take a look at Rashi on the second wide line under the Gemara. Besulam shebein shnei chatzeros, v'ein b'neim pesach, and other than the ladders, there's just a wall, there's no opening. V'zeh hasulam rochav dalid b'neim, this ladder that has a width of 4 tvachim, is there between the two chatzeros? Arei hu kishtei chatzeros upesa b'nehem. This makes it such that it's like two courtyards with an entrance between them. The amrina perak chalon rots marvin echod eruv echod l'shtehem. If they want, they can make one eruv between the two of them. V'shtam shuzu bezu derech gova hakoisel v'derech nikoven mustokin. They could carry things over the wall or through holes in the wall. The lo havi pesach, if there was no opening, then ein marvin echod, They wouldn't be able to join together. So the chidush here of the latter is that it enables them to join together. Rotsu shnei marvin. Rashi continues shnei eruvin eru asmon. Bnei botem shechotsu sheliasru ze al ze. Rotsu botein shein rishus miuchedes lechol echad letoch achotzer shu rishus kulan. Eru asmon v'yishtam shu zu bezu. Since we're talking about a ladder with a wall there, they also have this option of making two separate eruvin, and even though there's a ladder there, one chotzer will not impose a restriction on the other chotzer. We continue in the Gemara. Umi Omar Rav Nachman Hochi. You'll notice that we have a long question marking. This takes you to the second line from the top of Samach Omer Aleph. Does Rav Nachman really say thusly that there is a mechitza status with regard to a ladder lekula? So does he really say this? As Rashi says, the Torah's mechitza of lekula. V'omar Rav Nachman on Shmuel, anshe chotzer anshe mirpeses. We look at illustration 113. What you see there is a courtyard, and above that is a balcony with other apartments opening onto the balcony. Anshe chotzer v'anshe mirpeses. The mirpeses is a reference to the balcony and the apartments that open onto it. Sheshachachu v'lo irvu. They made a mistake and didn't join together. Let's take a look, before we go further, at the Rashi. Mirpeses, he quotes a French word, diure alios smucha zulazu, psuchos lechotzer. These are the residents of the second stories that are next to one another, and they open into a chotzer, into a courtyard. Voisim mirpeses al pnei orich alios, uposchin la pischei kulan. There's a balcony that runs along those upper apartments, and each one has an opening to that particular balcony. The oilim v'yordin derech sulam shemir peses l'chotzer, and they have access to the courtyard using a ladder. Udrisas raglayim v'tzelsim shusarabim derech chotzer havia. The easement rights and ability to reach the public thoroughfare, that's only through that courtyard. Once again, let's read that again. Udrisas raglayim v'tzelsim shusarabim derech chotzer havia. Therefore, lefikach, im einon ma'arvin im hadiyurin hatachtonim, if the members of the upper story don't join together with the lower members, oisrin elu al elu lahoitzi klei habotim lechotzer, the anshe mirpeses will in fact create a restriction on the lower dwellings and restrict them from carrying vessels from their houses to the courtyard. So now, that's by way of background. So we continue in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel says, Anshe chotzer v'anshe mipeses. Sheshachachu at the top of Samach Mar Aleph v'lo irvu. They made a mistake and did not join together. Im yesh lifneim daka arbo eino oiseres. If there is a daka arbo, that's that little gate-looking structure that you see noted as bays in the illustration at the bottom of 128, illustration 113. So if they made this daka, so that shows that the members of the mirpeses have separated themselves. The imlav oseres. If a daka of four tfachim was not made, then the upper courtyard, by virtue of the fact that there is a ladder there, creates a restriction on the members of the lower floor. So what do we see? We see that the fact there's a ladder there, that makes it such that it is a pesach. It's a point of access, even lechumra, even where restriction is imposed. So whereas Rav Nachman originally had said that in the name of Rav, that the Sulam has Toras Pesach and Toras Mechitza, and by saying it has Toras Mechitza, that resulted in a leniency, we don't see any leniency over here. There is a ladder, and we are saying that it is only Pesach, and not, as Rav suggested, that the presence of the ladder could still represent a Din Mechitza. The Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'deloi gavoa mirpeses asara. Here, the reason that the mirpeses dwellers impose a restriction on the lower members in the event that they don't make an eruv is because they are within 10 tfachim of the ground. The Gemara goes on, v'yi lo gavoa mirpeses asara. If that's the case, that they're so close to the ground, they're within 10 tfachim of the ground, then ki ka'ovi daka mai havei. How, by making the daka, will that solve the problem? Rashi says, ki ovi daka lefoneo mai havei, harei ko'a mepesis fivoseo nemucho upsucho lechotzer. The whole balcony is low and opens to the chotzer. Very kishtei chotzer sheng kaisu b'neim. It's no different than two courtyards that are next to one another that don't have a wall separating them. So if you're within 10 tefachim, the daka shouldn't help. The Gemara answers, b'megufefes ad aser amos. We look at illustration 114, and this changes the whole picture. The mirpeses, granted, it's within 10 tefachim, but it's also fenced off. It's megupefes. And we said ad eser amos means it's megupefes, leaving an opening of no greater than 10 amos. The Gemara goes on, the kevan de ovid daka, since they made the daka, as you can see in the illustration, that shows that the upper level, the Anshei Mirpeses, have removed themselves. And if not, so there would be a chumrah, a restriction that they impose. As a result of the ladder being like a Pesach. And all of that is because it's not 10, it's within 10 tefachim. So, as far as the original question is concerned, the ladder having a Toras Mechitza on it, Lekula, that still remains. The problem in this case was that the Mirpeses is within 10 tefachim. And because of that, without the daka, there was a problem. However, had the mirpeses not been within 10 tefachim, the fact that there is a ladder there doesn't make it such that it's necessarily a Pesach, but rather the concept of Mechitza would still remain. We continue in the Gemara being very much aware of the fact that we have our markings that show how similar structure-wise this piece of Gemara is to the Gemara we just learned. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Koisel Shiritzofa Besulamos. Looking at illustration 112, you see a courtyard with a wall, and on the other side of the wall, there is another courtyard. So we have this koisel, this wall between two chatzeros, lined with ladders. That's koisel shiratzofo b'slamos afilu b'yeser me'eser, even if they take up an area of more than 10 amos. Generally speaking, when you have a wall and a breach in that wall of more than 10 amos, so it renders the wall ineffective. It's considered a gaping opening. In this case, we are going to be saying a chiddush, that even though the ladders constitute more than 10 amos, teiras mechitza olav, they do not constitute an opening. They don't constitute a breach. Even though there's quite a bit of accessibility, the mechitza status of that wall remains. And the practical application of that is, as we said before, the two chatzeros can be viewed as separate, independent entities. Rumi lay, we have a question that lasts a number of lines, hence you see the long question marking. Rumi lay Rav Bruno, the Rav Yehuda. That means Rav Bruno raised a problem to Rav Yehuda, the Matzarto de Bay Rav Chanina, at the press of Rav Chanina. Miyomar Shmuel teras mechitza olav. Does Shmuel really say that a ladder is considered a separation? Not that the ladder per se is the separation, but that the ladder does not ruin the mechitza status that exists. So does Shmuel really say that? This is the same case as we saw before. You can immediately see the similarity just by looking at the diamond marking, where Rav Nachman, as before, quoted Shmuel. This case of the Anshei Chotzer that we saw illustrated already in illustration 113, where they did not join together, the Anshei Chotzer with the Anshei Mirpeses. Im yesh lefonel dakar bo eino oseres. If there is the small gateway that was placed at the bottom of the ladder, so that creates a separation. The im lav oseres. Without the daka, the anshei mirpeses impose a restriction on the anshei chotzer. So much so that the anshei chotzer, the people of the lower level, will not be able to carry vessels in and out of their houses unless they made a joint eruv with the anshei mirpeses. Now, we dashed underline the imlav oseres. What do we see from here? That the ladder does not have a toras mechitza. It doesn't constitute a separation. That is against that which we saw before with the wall lined with ladders, and still the concept of separation remained. The Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, the case of Rav Nachman and Shmuel is, like we said before, the loga vo mirpeses asora, the mirpeses is within 10 tfachim of the ground, and therefore they are really considered on the same level. The Gemara asks, if the mirpeses is so low and close to the ground, so how does the daka help? Answer: b'megupefes ad eser amos. We're talking about this low mirpeses, but it has a wall around it, leaving an opening of not more than 10 amos. The cave on the Ovid daka, with the presence of the daka, is the luke istalik mehocha. So that, just to go over this last point, you have a chotzer that's in truth within 10 tfachim of the ground. There is an unwalled section of the merpesis that's not more than 10 amos, so it would be considered an opening, a pesach. And since it's within 10 tfachim of the ground, that presents a real problem. In order to solve that problem, in order to create a sense of separation, then you need the daka. But the, as just to go over, the main point is that the problem is because of the proximity of it being within 10 tefachim. Had that not been the case, the mere fact that there was a ladder there, that would not have been mevatel the concept of mechitza, of them being separate entities. Before we close, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.